Dave the Dog Man here, also known as Dave McMahon. I'm the owner of the Dave McMahon Dog Academy in Niagara Falls, 36 years established. But let's talk dog treats briefly, because Rose Pike is going to join me from Greife's Cookie Jar, talking all natural dog treats. She's going to be coming up in a moment or two, and we can pick her mind. That'll be great, yeah. And she's also going to be a vendor at the Canadian Pet Expo coming up next weekend, which is going to be exciting at the International Centre in Toronto. So without delay, let's bring out Rose from Greife's Cookie Jar. Hi, Rose. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. This is very exciting.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm thrilled that you're here. Am I getting the pronunciation correctly or no?
It's actually Griffey.
Griffey, not Greife. Griffey.
Well, his name came from my son, who decided that Griffin was a perfect name for our new puppy when we got him when he was little. So in 2012, we already had a Lab Shepherd cross that we rescued. And then we got Griffin from a lady in London, and we were bringing him home. He was a blue merle Aussie, and he was very tall. His dad was very tall. And he had the biggest tail, and he loved wagging his tail. It's like, look at me, because not all Aussies are born with a tail. So we were thinking about names, and my son and my daughter were with him in the back, and my son said, how about Griffin? And I thought, oh, how perfect. So then Griffin turned into Griffey because he was a bit of a jester. So that fit him perfectly. So he's the inspiration for the cookies, and then the inspiration to bring healthy cookies to all dogs.
I love it. And we're going to hear all about that. I'm thrilled that that he's the mascot and that you've named the company after the dog. That's perfect.
Yes. That was just his legacy. Yeah.
You know, you heard me rambling on about ethoxyquin. There's other chemicals as well. This is embalming fluid. Some people haven't got a clue. They're like, what's that? Let me look it up.
Right.
Some people find it hard to believe that some commercial dog treats would contain such a thing nowadays. But the truth of the matter is, it's true. There's a lot of products on the market that aren't really safe. Some will say, well, that's small amounts of that won't really hurt the dog. Is there any preservative in your natural dog treats that you use, any safe preservative?
No.
Good.
None. I don't need to put preservatives in them. Well, being as I've been baking since I was 9 years old, and my Dutch grandmother taught me well, I didn't want to add anything that shouldn't be in the cookies. So nice. I did lots of testing, and I basically slow bake them until they're hard enough. And I even have a moisture gauge for all my products, and I test and make sure every product is the lowest amount of moisture possible for the health and safety of the animal as well.
So once there's moisture, there could be problems, you're saying?
Well, absolutely, because if something is not refrigerated or not used within a certain time, then obviously bacteria, if it has oxygen and it has moisture, then unfortunately that's a breeding ground. And to prevent a lot of the, spoilage happening, a lot of these commercial products do put additives, preservatives, coatings, things like that, to make sure that their product can be out on the shelves for, a more than extended period of time. So the way I make my cookies, there's only healthy, appropriate ingredients, and obviously it has to taste good. But one of my things that I put on my package is that there's definitely no preservatives, and there never will be.
Yes, and that is great to hear. Now, are these, I imagine it's human grade, like I could dunk these cookies into my hot chocolate or my coffee?
People have. One for the puppy, one for me. Yes, people have. It's all human grade. But as I tell customers as well, my kitchen has not been federally inspected. But the nice thing about, I guess not, maybe not nice thing, but the unique thing about pet food is that it doesn't have to be federally inspected as such. When it's a small business, when it's sort of a non-commercial creative type thing.
Well, that can be good and bad.
I know, it can be good and bad. So myself, ethically, being around animals my whole life, dogs, cats, after my dogs passed, we've always had cats. I've done fostering and, fostering and adopting feral cats and placing adoptable cats in homes and whatnot. So I would never want to provide a treat to an animal that would do anything but good.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not the money. It's more of the bringing the treats to the animal so that they can enjoy something healthy, but they don't realize it's healthy because it tastes good.
Yeah. Please reveal some of these ingredients and some of the recipe for the treats that you have.
Okay. Well, the flagship product, the very first cookie I ever made for Dallas and Griffey, my two dogs, was my son actually called this one, too, Nature Nut. So it has only oat flour, brown rice flour, veggie broth, no onion, peanut butter. And the interesting thing about the peanut butter is I wanted to make it as much of a product of Canada as possible. I didn't really want to use store-bought peanut butter, and even the peanuts you'd buy yourself were not from Canada. So I did some research and found that in Simcoe County area, in a lovely little town called Victoria, at the Colonel's Farm, they grow their own peanuts. So I go down there and get kilos of peanut butter so that I can say 100% of my ingredients are Canadian, if not from Ontario. So that was a nice bonus. Some of the other ingredients are parsley, the apples I get locally, the dried blueberries come from Vancouver, the honey comes from Cedar Valley, which is not far from me. I live in Erin, which is about a half an hour east of Guelph. And I also put flax in there. So all the ingredients have health benefits, and there's nothing in there that are things like fillers or, you know, things that would just entice them to eat it, but maybe is not great for their system. So
now, have you got some names? Have you got names for the individual sort of recipes? Or?
Yeah, the peanut butter-based protein is called Nature Nut, and my neighbors, they have a beautiful Rottweiler named Millie, and I brought some cookies over to the family, and the mom says, sorry, we can't bring those in the house. The husband and the daughter are deathly allergic to peanuts. So I thought, okay, how can I solve this problem? So my goal with my products is how can I solve problems that pet parents have to deal with? So one of these situations would have been a peanut allergy. So I took out the peanut butter for the next recipe and put in Canadian beef liver. So that was called Liver Lover. And some dogs can't have peanut butter. Some dogs don't like peanut butter. Some families can't have peanuts in their house. So to solve that problem, I changed the recipe slightly, took out the peanut butter, put in the beef liver. And that's becoming a very popular form of the cookie. Yeah.
Very nice. Hey, listen, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, continue chatting with Rose Pike from Griffey's Cookie Jar, all natural dog treats. I'm Dave McMahon. Stay with us. We're coming back. Welcome back, everyone. Dave McMahon here with you up until 7 p.m., broadcasting live from the White House of Talk, 12 Yate Street in the city of St. Catharines, Ontario. Yes, Rose Pike is with me. Griffey's Cookie Jar, all natural dog treats. Rose, you're going to be at the Canadian Pet Expo that's coming to Mississauga next weekend?
At the International Center. Yep.
That's exciting because there's a lot of people from Niagara. I talked to a lot of people from the Niagara region of Ontario, and they're going to be heading down to the Pet Expo so they can see and talk with you, then see the product, maybe get a sample.
I always have samples, and the nice thing is when the dogs come by, that's my favorite part. I was actually at the Milton Pool on Saturday for a fundraiser for the Milton Humane Society. So the dogs got to go to swim in the human pool before they closed it for the season. So I had my vendor table out, all my products available, but I also had the little buffet going so the puppies could come and have an after-swimming snack. So I had all my products available, and if they really liked something, they had a few extra snacks of it, you know, just to make sure that they actually liked it. So that's another highlight of my ability to give them a little snack and watch their little faces be quite happy. And they always do the best sit when I start crinkling the bag.
Now, this is currently a home-based business, would you say?
Yes.
And do you see yourself having a separate headquarters and a brick-and-mortar sort of building down the road, or are you pretty happy with just kind of keeping it where it is right now at the home front?
Well, my kitchen is literally Griffey Central. One of my bedrooms has been turned into the office, which is wonderful. I'm thinking eventually I would like to expand to sort of a commercial kitchen where I could, you know, have people creating the products, packing the products while I do research and development, create new products for different creatures. I'm in the midst of working on horse cookies because I was asked by someone who has dogs and horses, do you make horse cookies? And I said, I didn't know horses liked cookies. So I did some research and learned that horses have a very specific food system for requirements for things like nutrition, and their blood sugar goes up very, very quickly and very easily. So things like molasses and honey should really not be in their treats, and things like Ceylon cinnamon, not the regular cinnamon, but the fancy Ceylon cinnamon actually levels out their blood sugar. So that was definitely one ingredient I made sure that I would be putting into the recipe. And somebody else asked me about rabbit cookie. So I thought, okay, let's give that a go. So I'm always keen on developing new recipes and modifying things. My Just Dried products actually are single ingredient dehydrated products that was inspired by a lovely Dalmatian named Arlo. And Arlo lives in Brantford. And the mom asked what the ingredients of the cookies were. I said, oh, there's no wheat, corn, chicken, egg, soy, nothing that, you know, any allergen concerned dog would be having to worry about. But she said, no, he couldn't have oats. So I said, okay, what can he have? And she said, pork and some fruits and vegetables. So I went to my drawing board in my kitchen, and I created a whole line of Just Dried products because dogs like Arlo need only specific things. And it seems that the single ingredient products are something that dog parents are really looking for.
You got that right. We want only the best for our four-legged furry friends. Rose,
absolutely.
I can tell how passionate you are with all of this. Please give us your socials. How can people reach you?
I have several local retailers near me. I live in the Erin area, which again is just east of Guelph. We have a country market called Country Crops. We have the Kohei Wellness Center, which is a wellness center for people, but they also have other things for the pets. Erin Fitness. The people that go there were really interested in having, again, healthy pet products as well. Brantford Raw in Brantford is another retailer. Julia's Garden Center, which is, it's in a little community called Ballinfad, which is just south of Erin on Trafalgar. And my newest retailer is a lovely young lady named Natalie from Five Paws Grooming in Brantford. And she's carrying the products as well. And I do have dehydrated chicken hearts and sardine fillets, specifically because somebody said, what have you got for cats? So I said, well, let me think about it. And then the chicken hearts and the sardine fillets can be enjoyed by a cat and dog family. And if people want to look up griffeyscookiejar.com, and we're also at griffeyscookiejar on Instagram.
Okay. And again, I can tell you're passionate about what you're doing. You're producing an excellent product. People can check you out at the Canadian Pet Expo, the fall Canadian Pet Expo. Stop by and see Griffey's cookie jar. Get some free samples. Thanks, Rose. Have yourself a doggone great night. We'll take a short break. We're coming back. I'm Dave McMahon. Stay with me.